After switching jobs, a forensic anthropologist and science communicator is relaunching a popular YouTube series about objects in museums, asking viewers to guess what she's showing them. The latest episodes feature artifacts from the Mercer Museum in Bucks County. WHYY's Alan Yu tells us more.
For nearly two decades, Anna Doty was a curator at Philadelphia's Mutter Museum, a medical history collection. And the things that came across her desk were curious, to say the least. She called her husband occasionally to ask him to guess what she was looking at.
And it was inevitably something disturbing. He didn't want to play anymore. It's like, I would call him up, he goes, no, I'm not, I don't want to know what's on your desk. And then I thought, well, maybe other people would like to know what's on my desk.
That became a YouTube series.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Guess What's on the Curator's Desk. Now, last week I showed you these mystery objects, and today I'm going to tell you what they are. They're bed bugs. And these were actually extracted from a patient's ear. These are actually botfly larvae, and this is the stomach of a horse. It's called a Brunetti's spine chisel, and it was designed during an autopsy or dissection to get in there and remove the spinal column.
The YouTube series became quite popular, with some videos getting tens of thousands of views. She heard from some teachers who said they like showing the videos to classrooms. Doty now runs her own research institute and is continuing the series, but with different museums. The latest series features objects from the medical history section of the Mercer Museum in Bucks County.
Today, I'm in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, at the Mercer Museum, home to an extraordinary collection of items from pre-industrial life and trade.
Corey Amsler is the Senior Director of Exhibits at the Bucks County Historical Society. He says the museum is unique because the founder, historian Henry Mercer, collected everyday objects from the 18th to 19th century.
This was the trash of the 19th century as far as most people were concerned.
This includes medical devices, drugs, and instruments. Doty says the collection takes visitors on a journey of medicine as it changed from the 18th to the 19th century.
You're looking at like hundreds of years of evolution and advancement in medicine in these objects.
And she says the objects are still relevant today. For instance, the museum has a collection of bloodletting tools. In the past, doctors thought that taking away blood could restore balance to the body and treat illnesses. Although that is no longer a treatment for most things, there is still a condition where a patient has excess iron in their blood, and the treatment involves bloodletting. Amsler from the Bucks County Historical Society says he hopes that the videos can introduce people to the museum and maybe entice them to visit in person.
Because seeing things up close, seeing the actual artifact, as Henry Mercer said, provides a sort of indescribable experience.
He says there's nothing quite like seeing the museum where chairs, baskets, and a whaleboat hang above your head. The first episode is up on Doty's YouTube channel, which she made for educational science videos. There will be 8 episodes in this new series. Alan Yu, WHYY News.